After the massacres in El Paso and Dayton that took the lives of 31 people, President Trump said he supports so-called red flag laws to curb gun violence. These laws have already been adopted in 17 states and the District of Columbia. Most of them were passed after the 2018 Parkland school shooting. The specifics of them vary from state to state, but they allow family or police to appeal to a judge for a warrant to temporarily remove guns from someone who might be a danger to themselves or others. Well, one of the earliest states to adopt a red flag law was Indiana, which also allows police to seize guns if there's no time to appeal to a judge. Side Effect Public Media's Isaiah Seibert reports on a recent case in the state that highlights the complications of the law for people with mental health problems.
Earlier this year, police dispatchers in Evansville received a chilling call. A man said he was holding his wife at knife point and warned police that he was heavily armed.
I spent the last 2 days arguing my residence against police forced entry, and I'm armed at the teeth.
Despite him saying he had spent 2 days, quote, arming my residence in the event of forced police entry, the threat to his wife proved to be false, and the man was arrested for making an improper 911 call. The local newscast reported that he did have a lot of guns.
Evansville police say they seized nearly a dozen guns from a mentally unstable man's home.
To do that, the newscast said, police invoked a state law called
the Red Flag Law.
Red Flag Law.
The law allows police to confiscate guns from people deemed dangerous to either themselves or others. Sam Preston has seen it used before. He worked at the county sheriff's office for almost 30 years.
Quite often what it looked like would be deputies were responding to someone who's in crisis. If there was weapons involved, they would take that opportunity to secure those weapons and take them with us.
Indiana's red flag law was passed in 2005 and is one of the oldest in the country after Connecticut, which passed its law in 1999. But it isn't used a lot. Evansville police say this may be the first time for their department. Preston says he saw the sheriff's office use it about a half dozen times.
I don't think anyone wants to live in a country where people can have their weapons seized and taken away from them.
Preston calls himself a Second Amendment supporter and says the law strikes a good balance.
We also do have to protect the public, and just because someone in a moment in time may not be healthy enough for them to have a weapon doesn't mean that down the road that they won't be able to.
The red flag law doesn't require officers to obtain a warrant, but without one, police have to get a judge's permission to hold onto the weapons. Preston says judges almost always rule in favor of law enforcement, but the gun owner can ask the court every 6 months to get the guns back.
Suicidal crises most of the time last a very short time.
Kent Leslie works at a community health clinic. He's taught classes on mental health issues to law enforcement, medical professionals, and the general community that included training to prevent suicide by limiting access to guns. It boils down to this.
When somebody's at risk of dying by suicide, if we have some distance and time from the lethal means, it does save lives.
Leslie stresses that the vast majority of people with mental illnesses are not violent. In fact, they are much more likely to be the victim of violence than to perpetrate it. He says that law enforcement is part of the larger network of family, friends, and healthcare professionals working to prevent harm.
I see the person that has a mental illness or that may be at risk of dying by suicide as the center of a wagon wheel. And those spokes that surround that wagon wheel can help that person move forward. The more spokes, the better.
Leslie says that more than half of suicides in the United States involve a gun, and red flag laws can help. Even in a red state like Indiana, which hosted the NRA convention this year, laws like these enjoy bipartisan support.
It's common sense. We don't want dangerous individuals having access to guns. And if they do, we want to make sure that we find help for these individuals and that those weapons are taken away from them.
That's Republican State Representative Wendy McNamara. This year, she co-sponsored some changes to the Indiana law, and they passed almost unanimously. The new version allows state police to give the FBI the names of people who've had their guns taken away. And it's now a crime to supply a gun to those people. The changes come as other states turn to Indiana for guidance, says McNamara.
Indiana has been recognized because we were one of the originals having a red flag law. So a lot of people are looking to Indiana as they go and rewrite a lot of their laws on this type of process when it comes to taking away weapons from dangerous individuals.
Back in Evansville, a judge allowed police to keep the guns of the man who made the threatening 911 call. His case on the 911 call is still pending, and his lawyers didn't respond to a request for comment. Evansville police say in this case, the law worked just as it was meant to. For Here and Now, I'm Isaiah Seibert.